Sources of funding. Introduction. Commercial real estate lending contributes to the overall economic health of the U.S. economy. Banks benefit from the revenue that it brings in, and they are able to grow and expand. Though some residential and commercial transactions are closed with cash, the majority of real estate is purchased through some form of financing. The U.S. provides a large chunk of commercial real estate debt-chartered depository institutions, otherwise known as commercial banks. But other sources of capital include bullet commercial mortgage-backed securities, CMBS, bullet collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, bullet life insurance companies, bullet credit unions, bullet government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for multifamily investments. Bullet Small Business Administration, SBA. Bullet Private Investors. Commercial banks. Commercial banks perform a variety of functions, from being depository institutions to providing lines of credit and loan products to the communities in which they are chartered. A commercial bank primarily generates its working capital from its clients' deposits. These deposits are either demand deposits, checking accounts, or time deposits, savings accounts, and certificates of deposit. Commercial banks provide a wide range of mortgage products and are able to service the needs of residential, commercial, and agricultural customers. Construction loans are a big part of the business of commercial banks and are attractive because they are short-term loans. Builders and developers secure commitments from lenders for a permanent long-term mortgage on a project and fund the construction with short-term construction loans. When the project is complete, the builder closes on the long-term mortgage and pays off the construction loan. Commercial mortgage-backed securities. Commercial mortgage-backed securities, CMBS, are pools, portfolios, of commercial and multifamily first mortgage loans, primary liens, from which investors purchase bonds backed by commercial real estate mortgages. The monthly principal and interest paid from the income of the commercial properties flow to the investors, beginning with the investors who hold the highest rated bonds, AAA/AA/A/BBB, followed by the next highest rated bonds, BB/B, on down the line. This structure is called the bond waterfall. Various types of commercial real estate mortgages in diverse locations serve as collateral for the loans, including retail shopping malls, office buildings, hotels and lodging, apartment buildings, and industrial warehouses. CMBS has become very popular over the years as a source of capital for commercial mortgage lending, increasing the liquidity of the commercial real estate market. The borrowers are typically not individuals, but rather sophisticated corporations, partnerships, and other legal entities. The investors are usually groups like commercial banks, insurance companies, asset managers, and mutual and pension funds. The return is called a yield, and it represents money earned on the investment. The pool of mortgage loans is held in a trust, often a real estate mortgage investment conduit, REMIC, from which bonds are issued. Third-party rating agencies evaluate and rate the bonds according to the reliability of the cash flows of the properties and the terms of the commercial mortgages in the pool. Then, after the bonds have been rated, investors can purchase them. CMBS offers many benefits to lenders, borrowers, investors, and the market at large. Some of the benefits include: bullet, a wider range of investors can invest in commercial mortgages. Bullet and investors can manage their risk by choosing lower-risk bonds over higher-risk bonds. Higher-rated bonds carry less risk and have a lower interest rate. Bullet provides transparency and funding for real estate borrowers. Bullet, growth and stabilization of the commercial real estate market. Bullet, attractive yields for investors. Bullet, competitive loan rates for borrowers. Bullet typically offer higher returns than government or corporate bonds. As with any kind of real estate investment, CMBS can feel the negative effects of a poorly performing real estate market, especially in times of financial crisis or recession, and there is always the risk involved that borrowers will default on their payments. Collateralized debt obligations, CDOs. Investment banks sell collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, to investors on the secondary market. CDOs function somewhat similarly to CMBS, with the exception that CDOs can be backed by any consumer debt, not only commercial mortgages. Investment banks pool loans like mortgages, credit card debt, auto loans, and corporate loans. They then repackage them into an investment product to sell to investors. The loans, asset-backed securities, ABS, serve as the collateral. Principal and interest payments made by consumers are redirected to the investors. Investment banks pool these assets together to reduce the risk of the investment. That way, one or two defaulted loans will be absorbed by the pool, reducing the loss. CDOs are divided into different risk categories called tranches. In the hierarchy of tranches, senior SR is at the top and is always paid first. Senior tranches are considered the safest tranches by investors because they are low risk. The lower the risk, the lower the interest rate. The mezzanine tranche is in the medium risk position. Equity tranches carry the highest risk but are attractive to investors, like hedge funds, due to their higher interest rates. Investors in CDOs are often large pension funds and hedge funds, and also include insurance companies and mutual funds across the world. CDOs are attractive to investors because of their diversity. Remember, CDOs are backed by a variety of different financial products, some riskier than others. So even if one financial product experiences a negative disruption, the other products should still perform positively. If a CDO goes bad, the investors in the junior tranches, mezzanine and equity, may not get paid. Credit unions. Credit unions are not-for-profit organizations that exist to serve their members. Like banks, credit unions accept deposits and make loans. However, as member-owned institutions, credit unions focus on providing a safe place to save and borrow money at reasonable rates. Unlike banks, credit unions return surplus income to their members in the form of dividends. Credit unions provide many of the same products as their commercial counterparts, including mortgage lending services. These institutions may participate in the secondary mortgage market, often engaging in various real estate mortgage investment conduits, REMICs, by packaging their in-house mortgage loans. Government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, known as government-sponsored enterprises, GSEs, are heavily involved in the purchase of mortgages in the secondary market. They are so heavily involved that they are the largest owners of multifamily loans. Their purchases of residential and multifamily mortgages from private lenders give the lenders more liquidity so they can make more loans. Fannie Mae purchases mortgage loans from private lenders, such as mortgage companies, savings institutions, and commercial banks. Fannie Mae's major source of income comes from two lines of business: mortgage portfolio investments and guarantee fees from its mortgage-backed securities, MBS. Fannie Mae's mortgage portfolio investments involve purchases throughout the United States from approved lenders. Income is derived from the difference, or spread, between the yield on the mortgage loans and the borrowing costs to fund the investments. Freddie Mac is a stockholder-owned corporation chartered by Congress to increase the supply of funds that mortgage lenders, such as commercial banks, mortgage bankers, savings institutions, and credit unions, can make available to homeowners and multifamily investors. Most of its listed stock is owned mainly by savings associations. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac favor purchasing loans for multifamily projects that provide affordable housing as defined by HUD. The U.S. Small Business Administration. The U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, provides funds for small business owners to purchase commercial real estate. There are two SBA programs of note, the SBA 504 loan and the SBA 7A. The structure of an SBA 504 loan is 10% down payment from the borrower, 50% of the project costs provided through a private lender, bank, who has first mortgage position, senior loan, with the other 40% of the project costs guaranteed 100% by the SBA at a fixed interest rate that is secured with a junior lien from an SBA Certified Development Company, CDC. SBA 504 loans offer a fixed interest rate for a 20-year term for real estate and a 10-year term for equipment. The minimum loan size is $100,000 to $25,000 with a maximum of $20 million plus. SBA loans are favorable to a borrower because they offer lower fixed interest rates and lower down payments than commercial real estate bank loans. SBA 504 loans may be used to purchase bullet land and improvements, bullet owner-occupied buildings, bullet utilities, bullet parking lots, bullet construction of new facilities, bullet renovation or conversion of existing facilities, bullet purchase of long-term machinery and equipment, bullet of financing soft costs. The property must be 51% owner-occupied if it is an existing building and 60% owner-occupied if it is a newly constructed building. The SBA 7A loan is the SBA's primary lending program. Minimum loan amounts begin at $50,000 up to a maximum of $5 million. Unlike SBA 504 loans, the 7A loan program typically offers variable interest rates but does offer some fixed rates. Real estate and construction are financed up to 25 years through the program, with a down payment of 10% or more from the borrower. The same owner occupancy rates as a 504 loan still apply. Borrowers can also use the funds for bullet working capital, bullet equipment slash inventory acquisition, bullet refinance of business debt, bullet change of ownership. Applicants must demonstrate that they meet the general credit requirements for the SBA and the private lenders. 1. The ability to repay. 2. Successful operation of the business. 3. Significant equity in the business. The SBA does not make loans. Interested borrowers should contact an SBA-approved lender. Private investors. Financing for commercial real estate can also be obtained through private individuals or groups of private investors. Private investors offer non-traditional loans that often have higher interest rates than loans financed by traditional banks. Borrowers with less than ideal credit find it beneficial that private investors do not hold them to the same strict credit standards as bank underwriters. However, the loan terms are typically shorter, with high balloon payments due at maturity. Why finance commercial transactions? There are many reasons why commercial property buyers might choose to finance the transaction. Remember, commercial real estate is usually much more expensive than residential real estate, and loans often require large down payments. Bullet: commercial real estate is expensive and requires a large amount of capital to purchase. Bullet: financing leaves more cash that is not tied up in the property. Bullet: leveraging someone else's money, the lender's money, to make money. Bullet: the property's income pays the debt.